Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a very big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And it's a live start. It's the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band on their debut, well, almost, at the Village Vanguard in New York.
Thank you.
This is a new Resonance 2CD album with an amazingly detailed booklet. Well, book. It's 90 pages of glorious content and photos. And these are the very first commercially released recordings of the famous Thad Jones Mel Lewis Big Band, without doubt the best of the latter-day big bands. It's their debut, well, debut-ish, at New York's Village Vanguard, Feb 66. And the gig was recorded by a 19-year-old George Klabin, who at that time was a student at Columbia University, and he ran the jazz bit of the college radio station. He gets a call to record the band, and he's up and running. And George is now the founder and president of Resonance Records. We heard Big Dipper, a Thad Jones compo, a Thaddeus J. Jones compo. I'll just tell you the soloists in this stellar lineup: Jerome Richardson, alto; Jimmy Nottingham, trumpet; Richard Davis, bass; and I think I will also mention the pianist, Thad's bro, Hank. I must avoid telling you all the others, or we won't have time for more music. Here's Billy Strayhorn's Lotus Blossom. That's from an Arbour's Jazz album recorded June 95. It's called Cheek to Cheek. The pianist and leader is Richard Raven Hyman, Dick Hyman to us. Bob Haggart, bass, and he'll always be best remembered for his compo, Big Noise from Winnetka. Lastly, Howard Alden, the youngster, on guitar. And yes, that was Lotus Blossom, Ellington's fave Strays compo. And talking of Ellington,
we realize, of course, that we've been keeping you steadily for quite a long time, and we certainly don't want to tire you out too much. And so now for our concluding number, we've picked a new hot version of an old sweet tune, Blue Skies. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're so wonderful. And we do appreciate it so much.
The Duke Ellington Orchestra at Carnegie Hall, December 44, the second year of what then became something of a regular gig for the band. I chose that number, Blue Skies, rather tangentially, as I saw the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, JLCO, this week and twice. The first evening was them reprising the Benny Goodman Carnegie Hall concert of 1938, and incidentally, the first jazz concert at that famous venue. And Benny Goodman played Blue Skies at that concert, so therefore JLCO also played it this week, and I thought, yes, why not? Let's hear the Ellington Orchestra's version of this Irving Berlin classic as well. Ellington renamed his version Trumpet No End after Mary Lou Williams rearranged it for him. Soloists here were Jimmy Hamilton, Taft Jordan, and high note specialist trumpeter Cat Anderson. The French violinist Didier Lockwood died this week. Here he is in a jazz phase of his life. Thank you. Didier Lockwood died just last month at a mere 62 years old. His Scottish father taught the violin in Calais. His mother was French. He went on to study at the Paris Conservatoire, but left and joined a prog rock band. He flitted between rock, fusion, classical and jazz with a bunch of electronics thrown in. He then teamed up with the other famous French violinist, Stéphane Grappelli, and he focused more on jazz after that. Although I must say, his 80s, 90s electronic period of bizarre sounds, he called them his mouettes, seagulls, infuriated many. He also set up a much-lauded music school in Paris, which continues to flourish. This December 99 recording is with Borelli Lagren on guitar and the one and only Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass. We heard Barbizon Blues, Barbizon being a lovely picturesque village near the Fontainebleau forest. Back to the 40s now for a jam session. recorded live at the Mutual Street Arena, Toronto. It's April 47, April the 29th, Ellington's birthday. It's a band led by Illinois Jacquette on tenor and Leo Parker on baritone deserves special mention. Illinois' older brother Russell is on trumpet, Joe Newman also trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Al Lucas bass and Shadow Wilson drums. And that was an Illinois Jacquette compo, Bottoms Up. Indeed, it's his theme song. Illinois was really hot in the late 40s and into the 50s. He'd been in Lionel Hampton's band and did that magnificent solo on their big hit Flying Home. His raucous-sounding tenor playing, launching the so-called Texas tenor style. Illinois then had a very successful stint in the Basie band and left them to star in many of the Jazz at the Philharmonic tours. Leo Parker, sadly, was less fortunate. Drugs interrupted his career many times and induced the heart attack that killed him at 36. Toronto to Amsterdam.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's just that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance makes this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night glazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes. Blind me with love. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Sassy indeed, Miss Sarah Vaughan in Amsterdam, June 58, Ronald Bright piano, Richard Davis yet again on bass, and Art Morgan drums. The concert that evening also included the Arvel Shaw Group with Don Byers. This was Sassy's second trip to Holland after her very successful 1954 debut concert there. I mentioned that concert as she was backed on that occasion by the Illinois Jacquette small group. Small world, huh? We heard the Yip Harburg, Burton Lane standard, Old Devil Moon. It was in the 47 film Finian's Rainbow. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Next, Red Kelly's Blues. Thank you. Excellent fresh sound album, two LPs on a single CD, both by tenor man Jerry Coker. This LP was, well, still is in fact, Modern Music from Indiana University. Two other tenor players, Bob Cowart and Lou Colotti. Roger Pemberton, baritone, Jerry's older brother Jack on piano, Mont Montgomery on bass, and whilst we're talking brothers, Monk has two famous jazz-playing bros, Wes guitar and Buddy, drums and vibes. Lastly, Charles Mastropaolo, drums. We heard Red Kelly's Blues. Red Kelly was a Woody Herman bassist. Red Kelly, really Raymond Kelly, played with Kenton, Charlie Parker, Diz, Buddy Rich, Bud Powell. So yes, he deserves his own song, a Jerry Coker original. Goodness, this next one is short. Very short, very sweet as well. Bassist Robert Hurst is the leader, and he's from Detroit, and he chose two sidemen from his native city for this recording. The sensational Kenny Kirkland piano, and the real reason I chose this song, the drummer being the youngest of those famous Joneses, Elvin. You'll remember, I hope, in this week of brothers, Hank and Thad were on our first track. Recorded November 93 in LA. That was Jill's Groove. Bob Mintzer's next. Run for your life, Mabel. Thank you. Leader Bob Mintzer plays tenor, bass clarinet on a couple of tracks on this Carriage House Stanford, California, Feb 2002 recording for Explore Records. He also wrote that song, Run For Your Life, all one word, with ease, where the O's should be, fur and yer. His compositional influences are Ellington and Thad Jones. I hope he's listening this week. He's long been a member of the fusion group Yellow Jackets. This album is called Bop Boy. Steve Coon, piano, Eddie Gomez, bass, and Steve Gadd, drums. This next album is called Father and Son.
Thank you.
Mein Schön Heimat, a traditional Swedish song, which is actually only half of a medley. There's a second traditional Swedish folk song in this medley, but with a totally unpronounceable title. And the father and son are therefore Swedes, Ulf and Erik Wakenius. Father Ulf we know well through his association with Oscar Peterson and a whole host of well-known names, Ray Brown, Herbie Hancock, Martin Taylor. Son Erik is a new name and a new sound for me, but together they make a great team on acoustic guitars. Recorded in Gothenburg, Göteborg, in Sweden, September 2016. The Cat Stevens song, Father and Son, is indeed on this album, as are some other pop songs like Scarborough Fair and Eleanor Rigby. This next bit is rather clumsy. I've edited down from 15 minutes of big band music to just the bass intro. Please see what you think before vigorously castigating me. After consideration of thought, then of course you can indeed criticise me. You wouldn't know it, but that was the Dave Holland Big Band in New York, Jan 2001. But that's academic for us, as I reduced it to just a bass solo. And rather indulgently, as a couple of years back, as part of that year's London Jazz Festival, I saw Dave Holland perform at the Wigmore Hall all on his own for some 75-80 minutes. Yes, at times you wished for a bit of variety, but each individual song was perfect, which is what I hope I achieved there with just the intro to Shadow Dance. Here's someone I saw just this week, Sherman Irby. We'll be right back. Sweet Georgia Brown, recorded April 2017 at Mount Vernon, a suburb of New York City, rather than the post office sorting office in London. The leader is the altoist Sherman Irby. Irby is also the lead alto player in the Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra, which is where I saw him just this week. Wynton Marsalis repays the favor and plays on two of the songs on this Black Warrior album. Vincent Gardner, also from JLCO, was on trombone. Oh, and by the way, another JLCO alumni, Elliot Mason, is on a couple of the tracks. Eric Reed, a fave of ours, piano. Gerard Cannon, bass. And the star of Sweet Georgia, Willie Jones III, drums. I thought long and hard about this next track. Well, maybe not that long, and certainly not that hard, but some, and decided, yes, it's fun, and it should be included, as it's unlike anything we've played before. Pianist Donald Brown is the leader, and the co-vocalist. Oddly, another great pianist friend of ours, Harold Mabon, does not play piano, but does help out on vocals. Steve Wilson, soprano, Steve Nelson, vibes, Carl Allen, tambourine. The blues is my best friend, and I've now given this far too wonderful an intro. No, it's just fun, I hope.
Brother Hal, how you doing, man?
Brother D, man, tell everybody, how you been?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to hold down this gig, you know.
I know what you mean. Boy, you know, I ain't seen you since the cows came home.
Oh, really? Yeah, man, you gotta stop, quit being a stranger, man.
Yeah, well, you know, we gotta start doing more things together, man, like we used to do years ago.
Hey, man, you got time for me to play this little blues and I'm going home?
I think so, because, you know, I'm down with the blues.
Oh, okay, then. You know, I meant to mention to you the other day, I thought I saw your girlfriend.
What?
But I don't know who the brother was.
You talking about old Sally Sue?
Yeah, man.
Man, I bet she didn't gain weight, ain't she?
No, I think she just had on a lot of clothes.
She still got that long, pretty hair?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, is the feet big?
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Well, you know, that's the kind of woman I like.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me see what you got here.
Sure enough.
They say that diamonds is a girl's best friend, and I guess that explains why they don't have a man, 'cause they don't want love, just cash in the hand. The blues is my best friend.
Go ahead, sing, bro.
I had a woman, she was so weak, I call her weak thing. She called me big feet. She had a body that ain't no joke. It made you thirsty for a large bottle of coke. When we made love, she made me feel just like a brand new $5 bill.
Tell the truth.
I worked three jobs, both night and day, but all she wanted to know is that all we made. She used my body, she took my soul, she stole my money, that girl is so cold. They say that diamonds is a girl's best friend, and I guess that explains why they don't have a man, 'cause they don't want love, just cash in the hand. The blues is my best friend.
You know something, made man?
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to find me a real strong woman, man. This is somebody that's strong and to stick by me.
Brother D, it's hard out here because, you know, all them old women got their hand out for money.
Yeah, man, but if it weren't for the blues, I wouldn't have a friend. You know that?
If it weren't for the blues, boy, we wouldn't have nothing.
Hey, who's that girl that... Hey, girl, go away from here. Get away from here, girl.
I told you, I ain't
got nothing for you.
I told you that don't mean you no good. Always running around begging people. They don't give you nothing.
Hey, is that Bill out there?
Yeah, that's old Bill. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, I ain't seen that rascal in 5 years.
Hey, man, you still living on Main Street?
Main Street and Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
You know, we used to go down there and hang out with old Boots Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Your number the same?
Yeah, number's still the same. Ain't changed a bit, man.
All right, hold up, man. I'm playing now. Don't bother me now. I'm playing the blues.
Okay, now. I know what you mean. I had a woman. She was so weak, I call her weak thing. She called me big feet. She had a body, that ain't no joke. It made you thirsty for a large bottle of Coke. When we made love, she made me feel just like a brand new $5 bill. I worked 3 jobs, both night and day, but all she wants to know is that all we made. She used my body, she took my soul, she stole my money, that girl is so cold. They said that diamonds is a girl's best friend.
Get away from here, girl, I ain't got no money for you.
She's just mad, she won't. And I guess that explains why they don't have a man. 'Cause they don't want love, just cash in the hand. The blues is my best friend.
Oh, go ahead, mate.
Look here, man, I tell you, you know how to play them blues. 'Cause they don't want love, just cash in the hand.
You got a handkerchief, man?
The blues is my best friend.
I left my handkerchief home.
Okay. I need to run the bathroom right now.
'Cause they don't want love.
Back now. Don't stay too long.
Just cash in the hand.
Hey, man, is the bass player here yet?
The blues is my best friend.
He's on his way.
My. The blues is my best friend. I don't know what I'd do without my friend.
Man, blues, you ain't lost blues, your voice.
Blues. Man, I'm still hanging there, Brother D. The blues is my best friend.
Hey, man, don't leave yet, man. I want to do one more chorus.
All right, go ahead, because I like the way you play that
piano.
The blues
is my best friend.
Yeah, you can tickle him out.
The blues is my
Oh, man, that made my day.
Man, me too, Brother D, I tell you.
Nope, that song hasn't been nominated for a Grammy, but I hope you enjoyed it and all the other numbers this week. Enough for you to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.